Thanksgiving is next week, and the pandemic is still with us. This year, though, vaccines have made travel and gathering safer for most people, and that could make for a busier holiday travel season for the airline industry. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan has his eye on planes and trains and, like, everything else. Seth, yesterday, the Transportation Security Administration, or TSA, reported screening more than 2.1 million travelers. That's about 90% of the number reported on the same date 2 years ago. Does this mean we're back to pre-pandemic numbers of people flying?
Well, at least I guess it means we're back to 90% at least, right? And yeah, these numbers are very similar to what we used to see. And what you have to remember, too, is that these airlines are struggling now from a staffing perspective. And so demand is very much back to what it once was. It's just that they're not capable of flying as much as they were a couple of years ago. But looking at airline schedules, according to Cirium data, oh, they're up 42% from last Thanksgiving and down just 6% in terms of the number of domestic airlines have scheduled compared to two Thanksgivings ago.
So what about those staffing levels? I mean, just recently we saw Southwest and American canceling hundreds of flights because of staff shortages. The numbers of flyers are up. Are the numbers of staffers sufficiently down to cause problems?
Well, these airlines are starting to get their hands around it in terms of at least more proactively canceling flights ahead of time. So, do they have the number of staff that they need to really meet all of the demand out there? Quite clearly not. What's beginning to happen, though, is that instead of running into situations like what Southwest and American both had, as you said, they're just canceling the flights further in advance. So you might get that notification that, hey, your flight next week, forget about it. You're not on a different flight, and that's inconvenient, but not as bad as what those people experienced in recent months. And for the longer term, these airlines are hiring. They have training classes going right now, but that doesn't help for Thanksgiving and in many cases for the winter holidays either.
And what about passengers? What are they telling you about how they're preparing to navigate the rush? Any tips from them or from you?
Well, passengers are of course aware of these things because we've all seen what's going on in the news. Passengers go to the airport knowing that there might be some challenges. And in terms of what they can do, the people who come out best are those that are sort of creative and proactive in terms of telling the airline how the airline can help you. I said the airlines are being proactive about canceling flights, but you can be proactive too, Lisa. You know, if you see your flight is canceled, if you don't mind going to a different airport, that sort of thing. Let the airline know that. You know, they're going to look for the next seat to the same destination that you were flying. If you're supposed to fly to Fort Lauderdale, they're going to look for that next seat to Fort Lauderdale. If you don't mind flying to Miami or West Palm Beach instead, tell them that. They won't assume it, and it could get you there more quickly than if you waited to go to your original destination. And it helps not to pack heavy if you can avoid it. Not only does that save you money these days with most airlines not checking bags, but if you have to kind of run for a different flight, run for that Miami flight instead of a Fort Lauderdale flight, if you didn't check a bag, a lot of times it's a lot easier to reroute just you running across the terminal than your bag as well.
Now, there's one other thing that airlines have had to deal with, and that is unruly passengers. And last week, the FAA fined 10 people a total of more than $200,000 for violent behavior on planes. Have the airlines been preparing for more incidents like this as more people decide to board more planes?
They have, and airlines are handling it in different ways. Delta actually proposed having sort of an industry-wide no-fly list, almost like what you have for other kinds of incidents, you know, people who are on a terrorism watch list. They're saying just because you're kicked off of Delta, well, if you have that same proclivity to flight attendants, you probably shouldn't be able to fly American or United too, because right now you could have something go wrong and obviously still fly a lot of airlines before you'd run out of airlines to fly. But yeah, this is something that's clearly on the rise. Always difficult, Lisa, to separate the perception from the reality, you know, what's in the media from what might have happened anyway, right? We're also probably just hearing more about this because of sensitivities, but little doubt that at least to some extent, we are indeed having more of these incidents, people confronting flight crew and gate agents, and these airlines are pretty serious about doing something about that.
Right. A few videos go a long way. And one other question in terms of the airlines, it strikes me that since a lot of people haven't been flying for a while, this could be potentially a really good opportunity for airlines to lure people back or maybe to ward them off forever, depending on your experience when you fly.
Absolutely. I know for me, for example, a sample size of just one, but I'm traveling this Thanksgiving. I didn't travel last Thanksgiving, right? And there are a lot of people like that who are almost, it is as first time flyers of the pandemic era, people who used to travel a lot. And that's very true. And fares right now are rather high. That's one thing, you know, related to these staffing shortages. In the end, Lisa, supply and demand economics, these are airlines that have taken some flights out, and with just about as many people wanting to fly as you might have had 2 years ago, but not as many flights, not as many seats. It's pushing up the cost of air travel.
Seth Kaplan, Here and Now transportation analyst. Thanks, Seth.
Thanks, Lisa.
If you plan to spend time with family and friends this holiday season, you may be thinking about difficult conversations you may have on vaccines, masks, mandates, and more. If you have questions about the second Thanksgiving during the pandemic and how to navigate it, Washington Post advice columnist Carolyn Hex will answer some of them. You can tweet us at Here and Now.